Hello, good evening everyone. Oh my god, mukhang parang apat na araw ata. Oh, 3 days ako hindi nakapag post ng aking recording ng aking live session, and babawi ako sa inyo ngayon, ano? So magandang gabi sa inyo lahat. Again, this is DJ Orms, and I would like to thank everyone, everybody who's there for me every day, lalo na kapag nasa work ka. Syempre, napaka-stress talaga ng work, you know. The environment is really different, and it will eat you kapag hindi mo alam kung paano ma-manage lahat ng bagay. Ano? And mostly, it will cause a lot of stress to you. Especially kung ang daming mong ginagawa, right? And ayun, medyo pagod, no? Nakakaloka talaga. Kapag nga naman off mo, nung 2 araw, excuse me po, ayan, nag-birth pa ako. Anyway, ayun, so ang hirap talaga ng nag-work, no? Kasi syempre, walang pahinga, no? Monday to Friday, then kapag Saturday, Sunday, tatamarin ka na talaga kasi wala kang ibang gustong gawin, kundi humiga, matulog, mag-phone, mag-browse ng kahit ano. And yeah, just that's it. Just eat, sleep, repeat. And that's it. Right? And, you know, the weekend is just so good because, ayun nga, I spend my time sleeping a lot of time, more than like 8 hours in the day. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be the whole day, right? So 8 hours, so 5 to 7, 8 hours, the whole day round. I'm sleeping, and I'm gonna sleep again at night. I'm gonna wake up again. And there, diba kaloka? Ang sarap ng buhay. Anyway, how's your weekend? So, sana kung masaya yung weekend ko, dahil puro pahinga lang, I hope masaya din yung weekend niyo. Well, I hope. Alam ko naman, no doubt. And yes, siguro for now, you know, balik muna tayo sa topic ng love. Of course, this is a heart. So, huwag niyong misinterpret yung a heart at a heart with a heart talk with Orms. No, kasi a heart talk with Orms will not only refer on specific topics like love, relationships, of course, but it will also, you know, we may also consider, or not really consider, we're also going to accept stories that are, you know, from your relationship, from your friends, from your family, from your brother, from your sister, from your partner, from your best friend, and whoever it is, you know, a lot. And message me on Facebook, on my Facebook, just search Orms Flora, that's O for Oscar, A for Romeo, N for November, and Z for Zebra, the Flora, the flower. Just search that name and you'll be able to see my profile. Just message me your story and I'll definitely share it every day, you know. So kung ano man yung matatanggap ko, just to share with you. Also, just to make this as the topic of for the night, someone messaged me last Saturday. So nakikipagbalikan yung ex mo na ex ng ate mo, mahirap pala yun, no? Ang gano'n. So, someone messaged me na, this girl, pangalan natin siyang Lenlen. So, si Lenlen, nagka-boyfriend siya. So, nagka-boyfriend nga siya. Alam nga naman, girlfriend. So, si Lenlen, babae, nagka-boyfriend siya. And they were like 10 years, right? Diba? Ang bongga. 10 years in the making. So, ngayon, si Lenlen, mahal na mahal si Guy. So, they actually broke up for how many times na rin within the 10-year period of their relationship. Pero, syempre, dahil mahal mo, bibigyan mo ng chance, babalik ka ulit. I asked her what was the reason of, you know, being separated with the guy many times during the relationship period. So, yeah, because of third party, okay. So, sabi niya, na huhuli niya si guy na may ka-text na iba. Kaya ang hirap, no? So, she was really kind because nung second year lang nila, makalipas lang ng second year anniversary nila, hindi niya nakinuha lahat ng password ng Facebook niya, ng phone niya, wala na. So parang okay, free mo na yan, that's your privacy, and you'll have to do it by your own. And then nahuhuli na niya, like she started to saw the guy having some other chicks, you know, like doon ang babae. So ang hirap pala, no, pag ganun. And then just recently, last December, they broke up. Oh, 10 years, it's not break. Oh my God. Napakahirap mag-move on, guys. Imagine 10 years. So that's really hard to move on. It's really difficult, I mean, to move on. And, yun nga, syempre, umiyak siya. Nangiyak-ngiyak siya. At ito pa lang si guy, kaya nandalamig na kay girl. Yung phone niya laging lobat daw pag nagkikita sila. Kasi yung wallpaper ni guy, si third party na. Oh, so sad, right? And that happened for a year. A fucking year, right? So parang ang hirap pala lang, gano'n, no? Parang hindi na siya nagbubukas ng phone niya. Lobat ako, mahal. Sorry, hindi kita mabahiram ng phone ko. Yung pala, yon si girl pala, si third party na pala ang profile picture niya for a year. And, take note, nawalan daw ng cellphone si guy for 2 months. My God, 2 months nawalan, Tay. May jowa ka, nag-text, 2 months. Kaloka, diba? Tapos, ewan ko, na-stress ako doon sa kwento niya. And then, the most unexpected part of the relationship, of the breakup, was the girl saw the guy with another girl sa bus station. Yun yung one year na pala sila nun. At sila pa nun, ha, take note, sila pa nung third ni Lenlen. Tapos, kasama niya si girl, ang pakilala ni guy kay Lenlen, friend niya, at pakilala niya kay Lenlen din sa girl, girlfriend niya, malandi, diba? Medyo, so sabi daw ni guy, hey, Lenlen, girlfriend ko, kasama ko. Ganun, pinamukha kahit sila pa. At syempre, si mama ang iyak ng iyak. No? Kasi siya ang legal na jowa. Iyak ng iyak si mama. And then, nung humarap si girl, it was her sister. Oh, so sad, right? So, nakatalikod kasi si girl. So, hindi niya nahalata na parang ate ko to. Syempre, wala ka na sa mood, eh. Hindi mo naman expected din na yung mga kaharap mo, ate mo. Oh my God, that's so hurt. It's very hurtful. Diba? Nakakaloka. So, alam mo yun, nagkaroon ng gap with the family. So, her ate moved out of the house and lived in with her ex-boyfriend. Right? So fucking crazy, no? Bakit ganun? Ang hirap pala, no? Kunin ako sa sitwasyon niya, ako mababaliw ako ng 10 years. You spend almost 1/4 of your life to just a fucking man. 'Di ba? Oh my God, I cannot really do that. Sorry guys sa yung fuck na yun. It's the fuck man. Kasi inis na inis ako. So we met, me and Lenlen met last Sunday, just to, you know, para lang malaman ko at kung sincere ba siya. And before she started telling me the story again, she's crying already. And nung nandun kami sa coffee shop, alam mo yun, I was just, oh my God, tumigil ka na, huwag ka na umiyak dito. Kasi mahagulgul siya. Diba, ang hirap. Ang hirap na I can't imagine myself being someone with a 10-year relationship na walang mangyayari. So, parang sinasabi niya kasi, she's, ano na, she's gonna settle down with the guy. And parang she's, they're started talking about marriage, having a child. And all of a sudden, you know, the storm just came out once, and it broke, it destroyed everything, right? So, ang hirap pala, kasi, oh my God, hindi kalig, ang stress ako until nagigigil ako na nayayumot, na naiinis, you know, kasi that's a 10-year relationship. Would you imagine yourself being locked out with someone na, you know, single ka, ang dami mong pwedeng gawin, right? Anyway, hindi pa naman huli sa kanya kasi she's just 29 if I'm not mistaken. Pero, yun, hindi ko ma-imagine yung take. Oh my God, 10 years you spend with someone that you're not, that's not really, that's not sure with you pala. So crazy, right? Ayoko na. At yun yan, para mong biniak yung left cerebral. Ay, yung, ano yun? Yung left cerebrum. Yung cerebrum mo. Hindi mo may cerebrum tayo, cerebrum. So, yung 1/4 yung cerebrum. Kasi yung cerebrum yung pinang, para mo nang biniak yung cerebrum mo. Diba? Oh my God. Sorry, nagigigil talaga ako. Anyway, hopefully, len, maka-move on ka na. So, ang payo ko sa kanya, since single ka na, you can do everything na. The best thing you can do as a revenge is to be happy without the person who hurt you the most. Diba? It's the most decent, most hurtful, most remarkable revenge to be happy without the people or the person who hurt you a lot. For them to realize na bakit ang saya niya, wala nang ako sa kanya. Diba? Maging masaya ka nang wala yung mga taong nagmahal sa'yo na sinaktan ka. Ang taray nun. Status nyo ngayon, pwede ba? Anyway, yun yung sabi ko sa kanya. Yun lang yung nasabi ko kasi she's really crying, you know. Ang lakas ng pag-iyak niya and hindi ko siya makontrol. Kasi nga naman, first pa nga naman, right? It's still on the part wherein she have to realize that everything is wrong. That I have to move on. Kasi we have parang para sa akin na, we have like the process, you know, of moving on. So, parang lumipas pa siya sa, nagde-deny pa siya, na hey, mali pa at, na mali at nangyari mo, kung mahal mo pa niya ako, mahal ko pa siya. Yun yung first step eh, is to deny everything. The second one, is you'll have to accept, na wala na nga. So, tapos na kami, na-realize ko na wala na, tapos na, accept ko na. And then, third, is to apologize. With whom? With yourself. No? You'll have to realize na hey, hindi mo to kasalanan. Walang may kasalanan, walang may gusto. Everything happened for a reason and pinapatawad ko din sarili ko. Diba? Pangatlo, pang-apat. Ano kaya yung pang-apat? Siyempre, ito na yung part ng ano tawag doon? Hindi pa moving on, may isa pang step. So, deny everything, you realize, you apologize, you accept, and then you, what you call this, you move on. Kung mo after 2 years pa to,
Oh my God, ang hirap mag-move one day. You know, the most dangerous part wherein nakatapos mo nang ma-realize lahat is the acceptance part. Kasi ang hirap tanggapin na, diba, napatawad mo lang yung sarili mo pero iniisip mo rin kung mahal ka pa rin ba niya. Diba, ang hirap nun. Ang sakit-sakit. Pero anyway, the lesson of that, I don't know what's the lesson, you know. There's nothing wrong with London. She's really good based on the attitude that I just, you know, that I saw during meet-up. Wala akong masabi kasi ang pait-bait niya. She's very cheerful. And I asked her what makes her busy. Sabi niya sa akin, she's the breadwinner of their family. And she even, you know, siya yung lahat ng gumagastos sa mga magulang niya, sa mga kapatid niya. And with that being said, there's no problem with her naman. It's just that siguro si Gamey naghahanap ng ibang putahe. And take notes si Gay, ha. She's asking for Len to be slayed back. Not literally asking, but based on what the guy told her after breaking up with him, na huwag daw siyang umalis sa tabi niya, diba? Pag nag-break daw ba sila, nung girl, maiintay niya. Corny, no? Nabubwisit ako. Anyway, tapos na yun. So, that's the story of Len. Hopefully, sa mga, alam mo yun, sa mga nagtatagal na, sa mga matagal ng relasyon dyan, ng mga listeners natin, huwag niyong hayaang maago yung mga jowa niyo. Ipaglaban mo. Diba? Kailangan ipaglaban ng mga jowa, mga boyfriend, girlfriend natin. Simply because you love them, no? Like the trending news right now. Nadine Lucer, top a girl, no? Someone who took a picture with James and then nag-trending siya. Kung nabasa niyo na siya. So Nadine top someone na nagpa-picture kay James kasi nilalandi na daw siya during the party. And top lang naman na sinabi siguro Nadine wants to, you know, let the girl know na, hey, girl, boyfriend ka yun, wag mo anuhin. Kahit naman siguro ako, baka 10 suntok yun na nakuha sa akin nung baing, kung ako man yung zowa, bugbog sarado na yun, tay. Hindi ko napatagalin sa mundo yun. Diba? Bongga. Anyway, the lesson is to make the communication, for me ha, the lesson for Len story is to make your communication better. No? Kailangan laging walang gap. Kailangan each other knows what's happening between the lines. Bongga. They should be able to read and see all in between the lines. Kasi yun yung tama eh. Walang lihiman, walang kahit anong pag-aalinlangan. Kasi kasunod ng pagiging matapat, ang pagiging masaya. At kasunod ng pagiging masaya, ang pagiging matapang. Kasunod ng pagiging matapang, ang pagkakaroon ng isang matatag na relasyon. Always remember that you should always be loyal, because if both of you are loyal, both of you are happy, and if both of you are happy, the both of you are ready to conquer everything. You'll be fearless. If you're fearless to conquer the problems or the matter that may be able to occur during the relationship period, then you will be able to build a strong relationship with each other, strong foundation of a relationship that you'll be able to experience forever. Diba? Anyway, thank you so much sa pakikinig, mga kapamilya at mga listeners, kapagusat kapatid. magbabalik bukas muli ang DJ Orn. Sana makinig ulit. Thank you. You have a good night. Love, love.